KonamiJournal.com, the leading Bionicle e-magazine. Head over to KonamiJournal.com for more, like Konami Novus or SMNN and such. Oh, look, background noise. Anyway, moving on with the episode. Jesus. Anyway, moving on with the episode.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I think we actually get this show on the road.
It's an amazing race.
And it's only 21 minutes late.
For what?
Better than 2 hours late.
For what? We're on time!
It's better than nothing at all.
See, help me bleach the house.
You guys realize that we're on time.
Not bleach. Anything but bleach. Bleach is not tasty.
Our viewers want to know what we're talking about.
It's very
which is why
I'm going to its destructive properties.
Does anyone get this? Now this is going to be one of those random episodes that he knows what the heck we're talking about.
Nope.
You know, sometimes I get that
thing.
Feeling. And then I see Messinac. And then I know that feeling is wrong. We're not going to talk about random things.
We're going to talk about a Hero Factory.
I hate
No, anything but Hero Factory. Speaking of which, I have Furno and Bulk.
I'm waiting till those sets are on sale.
Yeah, and Meso has... Who does Meso
Explode.
Have?
I have Explode.
He's strangely is missing an E from the front of his name.
Sadly...
Meso's like the first TTV cast member to have one of the villains. So
I feel special.
Sadly, I would have gotten the Furno bike had I had $10 extra. Instead of the $30, I thought it would be the Furno bike is actually $40 in my country.
That failed.
Dang.
It's not worth $40.
I know! Everything's so
it's worth the orange nothing.
Seriously, I mean, I've heard of inflation and oil running out, but I mean, that's just insane.
It's Canada, dude. Everything is overpriced. You guys get it for like $30 or even $20, and we get it for $35 or
$50. Oh, I forgot you were in Canada. I thought that was US dollars. I'm like,
what? Did you think he was in the bloody UK? Bloody no, he's not in the UK. Oh.
Let's get this show on the road,
don't
people.
Plan on living in
no,
Canada.
I don't want to get this show on the road.
I'm a cheapskate.
I like the show not being
names?
On the road.
Should we say our names or something?
Go on tour.
Okay, fine. Let's get the show on the
road.
Let's get the show on
the road. Music. Oh, wait, our names first. I'm messing up.
I'm LJ.
The guy who forgets stuff. And that's LJ, who just said his name.
Just said I'm LJ.
Okay. I'm Alina.
And I'm Snuffin' Nudpucker.
No, you aren't.
Yes, I am. I'm Snuffin' Nudpucker for 30 days only.
No,
because there are 5 votes for that and 4 votes for both Sumiki and Smuffin Slapper. Democracy is the spice of life.
Please save us all!
Do you really understand a word that Sumiki is saying?
Okay, and Meso, what is this?
TTV, episode ? Over infinity minus 2. Because I still don't know that episode name.
Divided by 0.
Yep.
Okay, BZP news.
Yeah.
Alright.
BZ Power, this is not a time for you to download.
All I need is music, I have it up.
Wait. You mean this kind of music?
Turn it up a bit, please. In the news this week, we have Lego store goes to auction. Lego Star Wars days. Hero Factory for sale everywhere. Forum downtime. Beast Tower set for repair. Hero Factory first scoop. Gargantuan smash. Going to Hero Health. Hero Factory games. Come to Beast for repair. And both of the new elements are coming.
Turn it down
if that was me. Yeah, I can't tell what Mezzo's saying.
Yeah, it was hard to hear.
I told him to turn it up because it was too quiet before.
Better to have in the background than not being able to hear Mezzo's voice. Wait a second.
I can hear Mezzo fine.
Some of us just don't have special speakers, LJ.
Hello.
What?
Yeah, you cut the music now, I'm done.
Good.
There's no Bionicle news whatsoever. Just BZP news.
You know, I don't really mind the change now.
How do you speak up?
It's
for new elements color combinations. They tried to trick us into thinking it was Toa elements.
I just had
intentional
spy on me.
Or not.
They really should call them parts, not elements.
Yeah.
The one that the most intriguing thing about the news, at least to me, this week would be since BC Power is not loading for me right now, I'm just going on a limb and say this was the Brick Fair. News report. Chocolate Frogs, for some reason, his name came up as a guest when he put on the talk back, which was extremely strange.
I haven't noticed that because I never went to the talk back. See?
Yeah.
Well, I do. Occasionally find something awesome.
No, not awesome.
Well, yeah, I haven't. Guests haven't been able to post since 2004. Yes, guests were able to post.
I feel like such
point,
a.
At one
noob.
Point, before, back when BZ Power was small, I believe Dimensioneer had no way of making posts in completely off topic not count, so I made it a guest only forum to post in.
I see.
Which is kind of cool. But of course, they don't have
that. I like
now.
That system more than what it is now.
I wasn't around at the time that happened. At the time
I didn't
that
either.
Happened, I probably was looking up Bionicle via some Google. Yeah, I once used Google. And not here. I'm only saying that. And
you are a gullible little kid who didn't know.
No, actually, we all use Google. Now, listen, not here, please. So I'd Google a Bionicle and look at the cool pictures and sets and stuff. And I'd... Heaney, I swear to...
You can mute me now.
The irony is ironic. Funny.
That is a personal conversation, and we are keeping it that way.
I still laugh about it, just like I can laugh about Bar being epic fail.
I agree. Okay, anywho.
Let's move on to the next piece of news.
I never got to say what I wanted to.
BZ Power is still not loading for me.
What did you want to say?
Basically, at that time, I was probably Googling Bionicle, looking at the cool pictures, and then all of a sudden I come across BZ Power. I'm going, where are the pictures? Why isn't it loading quickly? Why? And then I see. I'd go back again, I'd leave. Finally, I got so fed up, and I liked it so much that I just joined.
Where are the pictures?
If that was the me today, I wouldn't come back. It currently doesn't have much to do with Bionicle, which I find is a shame.
BZ Power doesn't
Hero
do Bionicle.
Game officially released.
Wait, what's this about Hero or BZ Power not having much to do with Bionicle?
No, the news. The news nowadays, that's all.
Just the news, yeah. That's because of this.
So let's talk about Hero Factory news now, because we're spending too long on this subject.
Alright, fine.
That's why the Bionicle Hero Factory podcast. We wouldn't lasted this long if it just been Bionicle.
Yes, we would.
Yep, we would.
How?
Oh, well.
Easily. I'm here. Anywho.
Oh, okay. Look at your
for all of us.
Okay. We should be moving on, probably.
So, the Hero Factory game.
I played it. It's boring, but cool. I guess.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of Majora's Escape or something like that, whatever it's called.
Oh yeah, that. I remember that. That was fun.
Yeah, that was... This is just... It's repetitive. It's like the Scorpio leg build, as some might say. It's our nature.
Are you talking about...
Wait a second. You said the bad word, Elena.
What?
Oh, you're going to have to bleep that out.
Yeah, we kind of do.
So, move on.
Oh, no, banned words. Everybody run.
It's like the spoilers, Sumiki.
On the side of the street because she said a banned word.
What was it?
Let's stop talking about it because you'll have to edit all this out.
Yeah. Okay, so, the game. Yeah, it's repetitive. You just fight these flying robots. And really, it's not even a challenge. The only challenge is the extraordinarily overpowered villains.
Bosses.
I haven't played it. It's not something I am really focused on playing.
Not that game.
Don't bother, unless you're really desperate.
Don't say this. In my opinion, it's better than the Boyanui online game.
Me too.
Because
the Boyanui online game, it's hard. It was pretty darn hard.
I never played.
It's like, hey, Garrett, so much hard. Yeah, I mean,
I remember the old board messages when they came up with something really funny, and one of them had.
Bubble wrap!
Murphy's Law of VNOG. Before you do something, you have to do something else.
Yeah.
Or something like that. It was funnier.
It's basically like...
Bubble wrap? Here's it.
It's basically like, Grand Toa LJ, I need you... By the way, it was my character in that game was either LJ or Leewa Johnson. I forgot which. Oh, Grand Mai Toa, I need you to go fetch my meatloaf. In the oven back home, because I'm in the secret base. Meatloaf, are you kidding me? What do you want me to do next? Fetch your paper? Yes. I hate you.
Why couldn't you just take your elemental power to him and, you know, just zap him?
I don't know. Friendly fire, I guess. Okay, here's your meatloaf. Meatloaf and paper. What do you want next? I need to go over back to my house.
Let's talk about the Hero Factory TV show.
I left the stove on.
I think the Hero Factory TV show will contain just as many corny jokes as the Bionicle movies.
I don't care, though. It's a TV show, and it looks just as good as Legend Reborn, which is good.
People hated the Legend Reborn. People actually didn't like it. Those are mainly the people who voted for Mask of Light being the best movie on Makuta Fest, but...
It was the Legends of Majinui that was voted the best.
The Legendary was still really
cool. Legends of Majinui, okay, you can edit that back into what I just said.
No.
That sounds like a complete... Beep!
I still think it's awesome. And there's
people are asking why they didn't make a TV show for Bionicle. They'd be complaining about how cheesy it is.
Exactly.
Stick to the movie.
Complaining about the movies, Eve.
Everyone complains about something.
Like Greg Farney said, this is BZ Power, and all the new sets are greeted with a barrage of criticism. It's tradition.
Yes, it is.
Bionicle or something else.
Everything.
Yep.
So Greg Farsi speaks the truth as usual.
And another thing, why are there 4 episodes and why are they on Nick instead of Cartoon Network? Cartoon Network needs quality programming nowadays.
Cartoon Network shows.
What, Kenny?
The reason it's on Nick and not Cartoon Network is that everybody gets Nick in North America.
Okay.
Because I don't get Cartoon Network. I get the Canadian version. I still get Nick. Okay. So.
I don't care what it is, what channel it is. I'm not going there.
I'm going to be watching on YouTube.
Unless it's like the science channel or the military channel. No way, Jose.
Those are cool.
Seriously, though, it's cool because they can pull off a TV show for a year.
Yeah, but I'm disappointed there are only 4 episodes. Well,
yeah, it kind of sucks.
The thing is, Meso, is that Hero Factory is planned only for the 1 year.
It is?
Yeah.
Where did you hear that? I hear people saying that all the time.
It's confirmed their sets next year. So, lol.
Well, for 1 year, Meso.
Well, I've never heard that before. I assumed it was going to last 3 years.
Yeah, I think we all kind of assumed it was going to last as long as Exoforce did.
I don't know.
And then die a horrible, painful death and Bionicle is brought back.
I've been hearing from people like...
In a form that makes everyone mad with one-piece bodies.
Hearing from a lot of the mods and a lot of members that it's that LEGO's plan is to make it last 1 year from first release. So...
I don't get that. Well, that wasn't posted... on the front page. I haven't even been able to track down the source of that original comment.
I'm just
the only information about next year's Hero Factory sets that I know of is there will be no weapon.
Well, we'll have to wait till around Christmas to see if we're actually going to see some leaked Hero Factory pictures, because you know there are going to be some. They always are.
People are always are getting punished for it too, even though they always put at the top of the forums in big red letters, don't post leaked images. And you think it'd be people go and create topics and it's like, oh look, here's a leaked image.
Yeah.
I mean, how could you miss that? How dense could you possibly be?
Guys,
very
anybody ever wondered if leaked images are actually leaked? Because they come from somewhere.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think it's just a marketing ploy by LEGO to release them early and cause all the drama to get people hyped.
Dun 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 dun!
It's like another episode of TTV.
Yep.
I think LEGO is more to blame for the leaked images than anything else. Because they're the ones that don't keep tabs on their stuff.
Yeah, that's always fraud, and then there's the people who just think it's okay to post them when it isn't allowed. Did I hear my voice for a while?
Guys, we're kind of sticking to this topic for a while.
Yeah, let's move on.
Yeah.
I closed out of the front page.
I have it up.
Not loading.
There's really nothing more to talk about.
I mean, you want to talk about BZ PowerCast?
No.
You want to talk about the forum downtime?
No.
Not really. Not much to discuss there.
Okay, all I'm going to say about the forum downtime is... Dang you, BZP server! How dare you have
What about the LEGO stores that you don't mess with?
I think the DB table that was messed up was simply because you know how sometimes you get
because of TV at
the top of the page. I think they fixed that. I haven't gotten them yet.
Anywho, hot topics or not?
Yes, hot topics. I'm doing
yes,
hot topics. My segments of segments that started in IBZP. Let's go.
We don't have a song for that. Sorry.
Then, in today's
Wait a minute, everybody, I have a song for it.
Oh god.
You always have a song for everything.
No, this is an awesome song.
I know.
What song?
Your songs are awesome.
Bye.
interesting and traumatic and way too good for Hot Topics.
I go to the trouble to make that. Let's do the Hot Topics.
Yes.
You can take that, but I go to the trouble of opening it and playing it.
Okay.
Yeah, Leaky, you won.
Okay, just shush. In today's Hot Topics, we have... Number one, gasp! I killed it!
Yes.
Two, the new socket molds are fail. Which I don't think so. Three, talk back. Vote for new element/color combinations. Four, and brown will be brown. Five, favorite Titan weapon. Six, biocast, BZP examination, interviews, and more. Another podcast appears. Seven, BBC Contest 59 final poll.
What about the Germans?
Eight, what do you do when you are MOCing?
MOCing.
Nine, talk back, Hero Factory game officially released.
For the second time.
And number 10, we have, what do you do after you make a set?
Build another.
Okay.
Wait a second, I said that one wrong. What do you do after you make the A set?
Another. The B set. I make the B set.
I honestly, I go straight to Zed.
Oh no, not Zed.
I know my QZs.
My finger is.
I go.
Anyway, number two, the new socket molds are fail. I actually got that topic closed.
Really?
You bad person.
There's an official. There's an official Broken Beasts topic.
You need to go die. Just kidding.
Why?
How are they fail though? Because I've been pretty nice.
Basically, the parts from 2007-2008, they broke a lot.
Know that Hero Factory has a different type of socket mold, right?
Yeah,
apparently Preston... I just snapped Preston Stormer's hand off like 5 times and it didn't break. So.
Actually, you know what?
Yeah,
you,
I've seen symbol explode like 4 times. Re-symbol and he has it broken and also...
Hey guys... To be perfectly honest, the only set that I ever had that broke a piece was Holly Mahri, and that's because I threw her at the ground really, really, really hard.
The heck is wrong with you?
I've had my dogs.
People wonder why the joints
sets.
Break and they do this.
It was the only set that's ever had its joints break. The rest of them are in pieces all the time.
Most of my parts that are broken are Kitarange from Toei Gnika.
Parts of every color, every shape, and every size have broken for me. From like every Gothorian, every legend.
Fail.
Ditto.
Oh wow.
Ditto.
Yep.
Well,
2007 was better than 2009.
So okay, going on to next discussion thing. Favorite Titan weapon. Talk that should be interesting.
Okay.
I like Yvonne Nebula's weapon thingy.
It looks
I don't.
Cool. Shut up. Looks cool.
I like,
I was joking.
Titan.
It is cool.
What's that? What's the Tatakas?
I like Gekko's. I like Gekko's weapon. I mean, it's like 4 pieces.
I like Pataka's weapon.
Axon's weapon. Massive. Epic. Axe.
Let me think for a second.
And no love for Axon, really.
What is love? Oh, wait, no. Never mind.
Okay. If you sing... first...
I actually thought you were going to rip
your ears. Then I will hurt you bad.
And Bob. Okay. I particularly like Vazon's staff. Is huge. I mean, it's just really cool looking. Very creative. Pretty.
Yeah.
And it has a brown Inika kneecap.
O3 Makuta. That's all I can say.
Yes. Absolutely.
I have not been able to take that set apart yet. It's like my second...
It fell apart years ago.
I've rebuilt it, actually.
Really?
Yeah. But
I took it apart, rebuilt it, and scrapped it.
The only set I've had fall apart has been a system set. Slave 1.
All my system sets.
I remember the story behind that one. Nah.
I have no system sets.
What do you... Okay, how's about we move on to this one? The last one, by the way, because we only do 3, right?
Yep.
What do you do when you are mocking? Well, usually when I mock, I make mocks.
Well...
What do you do when you eat? I eat. What do you do when you use the computer? I use the computer.
Well,
I know, it's so simple.
That last one was not a good example. You can do a lot of things around the computer.
You know,
like talk to us.
Skype.
Make a mock podcast.
You know, guys, to be honest, when I make a mock, I usually tear out my hair because I can't find pieces. And then just decide to give up and kick the pieces, which then causes my foot to hurt a lot. 3 days later, find all the pieces I need, build something, and then realize that I can't build what I want because I don't know how.
Never use violence unless you're cross, in which case always use violence.
I like using violence.
Violence fixes everything. The TV remote.
That actually is kind of true. I've smacked my TV the TV remote before, and suddenly it works again.
Exactly.
But anyway, we went from hot topics to TV remotes. Let's get back on topic.
Hot talent.
Hot pockets.
No, I hate hot pockets.
No, LJ, stop screwing around, man.
Next.
Hot pockets.
Comic Maker Spotlight.
Oh wait, Comic
Which
Maker
is really
Spotlight
loud,
now.
Yes.
Yes, you are.
Coming right up.
Fine, then I'll sit down. Jeez.
Okay. Time to get the good times rolling with the Comic Maker Spotlight.
Darn it.
Speaking of good times, the comic maker we are going to be spotlighting today is Akaku Master Flight, the comic author, Times and Bad Times 2. Where it's okay to lose the game. Oh, where it's okay to lose the game.
Oh, God. Dude, don't make us lose anymore.
It's too late. He already did that. Anywho, Akaku. I personally know the guy. He's cool. It might be pronounced Akaku, like the Kanohi, but we'll find out later. I pronounce it that way because you pronounce it that way. So, Akaku Master Flight joined January 11th in 08. Apparently, he's a comic maker. He used to use sprites, but currently his style of comics is hand-drawn. Expert hand-drawn. They look like they've been made using a tablet or GIMP. I'm inclined to think it's a Or he drew them on a piece of paper.
From what I know, he uses a tablet, but maybe that's just me.
He uses a tablet.
Okay,
so I was right. Great. That's his style. Very expertly drawn. As of recent, they've been extraordinarily detailed. Well, as detailed as the style will allow. The backgrounds are quite superb. By the way, now we're moving over to the comics. The comics, like I said, the backgrounds are extraordinarily well done. They look like they can be made in GIMP, but they just have that edge of well-drawnness that GIMP just doesn't contain. It's very nice. The style for the characters are very round eyes, usually a mouth expression, eyebrows, SNAC. OMG, he's in the poster. Very random comics time to time. Like, I like this potato comic, though.
Potato chips, I must eat them.
Sorry. I have defeated the potato army!
Must give me the link.
Oh, don't forget the fact that, you know, I'm a news reporter and that Meso is my co-worker.
But right there, you should be scared.
Yeah.
I've seen the old ones, Keeney. Let's talk about the old ones.
Dear Matsunoki.
As per Aku's request.
My peanut. Peanuts. I like peanuts, but these aren't any bad, Kini. They're not colored, but they're cool.
No.
What the heck? Are those flying potatoes?
Okay, one of the old ones. I'll have to find one. Okay, I'm going into his brick shelf.
Good luck.
Then. I can't find any. These all look pretty cool.
They're just old. The uncolored ones are old. Those are the ones he's talking about. Jeez. The ones where you can't read the handwriting.
Whoa. Besides the handwriting, they look like armored stick figures.
Pretty.
With vests. So, yeah. Anyway, advice. Give the characters a little bit more shading from time to time to accent them. Facial expressions are really cool. And I love these jokes like the flying potatoes. I really would like to see you revisit that. Love the speech bubbles. Everything looks really great, but I just love those outdoor backgrounds that you've made. Really good. Keep it up. That's my advice right now, and that is the Comic Maker Spotlight. Go check out those comics, please. Cool.
Applause here.
Hungry, hungry.
Yay.
Eat your kiwis. Wait a second, Adam.
I'm very hungry.
Go eat a cat.
No, LJ.
LOL.
I took it over a spit.
Then I will burn your mango skin.
On a spit. Over a fire.
I wouldn't burn your mango skin if I were you, Elena.
So, MLC Spotlight or what? Mess up?
Yeah, I said let's go.
Let's go. My music was interrupted.
And with that, we enter the Himmoseeing Spotlight. Today's Himmoseeing Spotlight is The Urban Robot Guard by Enki F. Darkness.
And him too.
This basically is a tall humanoid MOC with a pretty interesting background story, though we're focusing on the MOC, not the background. The blue and white color scheme is actually one of my favorites, as well as his. It works very well, though I'd like to see a little more spreading out. To me, it seems that there's a lot more white on the torso than there is white anywhere else. Another thing that stands out to me immensely is the construction of the arms. The upper arms are actually connected by upside down. Love this. Clitorian heads. And I think that's just a really cool usage of the parts. There's also the hand, which is also extremely interesting. I like custom hands. It does look very robotic, as the backstory it's supposed to be. The legs are also pretty cool. The usage of the rockets and the Thornax launcher sides really work well, though not really much of a fan of double knee. I've never liked that. Ever! Ever! Moving on now. There's also an antenna that sticks up out of his back, which to fit in with the story. It was also kind of cool. Couple things that I'm not really a fan of, besides the colors not being spread out, is his head. While it's cool, it's the below the Vaki head is just kind of empty. If he added something there, that would be very interesting. There's also the white Inika, spiked Inika foot, or Nika foot, that sticks up out, looks out of place, and that would look better as chest armor. And I've used his chest armor before, but he should pull it down a little bit and put something a little extra along the shoulders next to it. And that's all I can see. Anyone else?
It's a battle soldier for Hapori Duma.
I cannot see any mock. I will have to assume that it is cool.
It is a battle soldier for Hapori Duma.
I do not care. For I...
A couple of the people in the topic have talked about the torso being bad since it's an Nika torso, but I don't care. And Nika torsos are much better. What? Than Parak torsos. They're the best pre-made torso we've ever had, and I could spend 15 minutes ranting about that, but I won't.
I could spend 15 hours ranting about bionicle proportions and how people talk about that, but I won't.
Saying how they talk about proportions.
You know, I could spend about 5 minutes ranting about how people are so silly because they think that MOCs are all about custom.
You rock.
All you need is
custom does not always look good. I've seen plenty of custom that looks absolutely suckish.
Why do you hate me?
I don't hate you.
Custom can look suckish. Nika torsos can look suckish. But all that matters when you're making a mock, really, is not so much custom as the way it looks.
He said it.
So, I beg to differ, but anyway,
that concludes.
Are we done and soft?
Sumiki
filling in for Thomas, who is mysteriously absent.
Yeah.
Yes, and I know I don't do near as good a job as he does, so come back, Tom.
Tom, get to the chopper.
Get to the back chopper.
Whoa, LJ, do you have Schwarzenegger
Tom
hanging out in your house right now?
Tom needs to get to the chopper quickly. Why else you
get to the bat chopper?
The governor of California, but we won't go into that because that's beginning to talk about politics.
Don't get me started.
Well, yeah, this was TTV episode. I really need to figure out what episode it is. I've lost track completely with all the special episodes, like the price of a pencil.
I think it's like 10 or 11. It depends on how you count the coup de fesse.
Speaking of which, Meso, could we quickly do another little pencil skit thing or what?
Oh.
I have it right here.
Wait, hang on, let me ask.
Guys. No, none of that. So, I will type it.
I beg you.
Want.
I beg, please.
Oh, yeah, this one.
Okay, hang on. What was you saying, Missa? Okay, what? Okay, hang on, Smiggy. Hold it. What, Missa?
I said, are you...
What? You cut out.
Are you going to speak because the music was playing?
I can turn that down.
Yeah. It needs to be lowered.
Is that good?
Yeah. Hello. I think...
Just make it like...
I would... to ask for donations. You can give them the price of a head song. Although, then you don't have to keep the convention or you can buy us. Let's try Kenny. Kenny.
Yeah, that's the lowest I can go.
So Kenny, shoot.
I'm recording.
Dude, that really sucks.
Oh well, never mind.
Otherwise, I'd be doing music.
I was just recording.
For the price of a pencil, you contribute to TTV.
And for the price of a pencil, you can get us in this episode, like I'm doing right now.
Exactly. Yay. Also, for the price of
a save the poor LJs and the poor Keenies that are trapped.
No, it's the Keeniadians.
All right.
Trapped.
For the
poor Keenies, hostage until you get the money.
Because we're hungry. Meso doesn't feed us.
I feed myself.
Okay.
LJ.
I'm playing the outro now.
I'm the snack.
I'm LJ.
I'm Keeney.
I'm Alina.
And then stick it over there.
I'm Snuffin' Nutpucker.
Also known as Samiki.
No, I'm Snuffin' Nutpucker.
No, you're Snuffin'.
That name makes me think of so many weird name things.
Someone once liked Snuffin'.
Bye, guys.
Yeah, I'm out!
And thus concludes today's episode. Head over to KanoeJournal.com because we have to tell you to go there. We're not forced to tell you. We're not strapped down into the basement of a Messinex living room playing StarCraft 2. That's completely absurd. Just go to KanoeJournal.com.